I speak to you in the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. Amen. Well, I am quite delighted to be with you here at St. John's this morning. I am very grateful for your ministry here over many, many years. I am appreciative of the ways that you have lived out the gospel of Christ in this place and spread that into the neighboring, the surrounding neighborhood. I'm grateful for the ministry of your rector, Vivian, here at St. John's, of course, and for the past 4 years, but also in the diocese as a whole. Her ministry, as you may know, reaches far beyond this place. I also appreciate the ministry of your deacon, Anne, for she too inspires many others with her commitment to teaching about ministry and how that can be lived out. It's good to be with you. Outside of a nightclub in Colorado Springs, a makeshift memorial has been set up. A memorial because 5 people were killed after a person with a gun went on a rampage yet again. And so outside of that nightclub, people have been gathering with candles in their hands to remember, to honor, to mourn, to pray, to grieve. With candles in hand, people hug one another and comfort one another. They sing with one another. With candles in hand, people come and go in silence, just wanting to be where this horrible event took place, where 5 people lost their lives. With candles in hand, people gather to try to push back the darkness, to try to push back the grief, to try to push back the violence, and to make room for hope. For we need hope on some of those most difficult of days. We need hope actually on every day that we walk in this world. We need hope to carry us and to walk with us. We need to know of that light and hear the invitation to be bearers of that light and bring it into the places that it is needed the most. And so people outside of a nightclub in Colorado Springs gather with candles in hand to know hope, even if it is just a small taste. And that is also what we are doing here this morning. We've lit the first of the candles of our Advent wreath. This lighting, this candle, marks the start of the church's year, a visible symbol of the beginning of the season of Advent, a time of preparation and anticipation that once more Jesus will come to us, that Jesus will be with us, that Jesus will walk with us. It's a sign of pushing back the darkness of this world to greet a new hope, the hope of the presence of Christ. On this first day of Advent, we aim to slow down the pace of this frantic world, to slow down our minds, to prepare once again for the coming of light into this world. A light that pushes back even the most dense of darkness. Advent is our time in the church to slow down the rush to move quickly into the season of Christmas and the decorations and the baking and the festivities. The season of Advent is much more measured and whispers to us, don't rush too fast into this. just focus a bit more on what we are doing. It's a message not always wanted. But it is important for us who see this season as a part of the spiritual journey, not simply a gift purchasing event. You see, we believe that this time is about feeding our soul. It's about rethinking who this Jesus really was and is to come. This Advent time is about recognizing the holiness of all of life and celebrating that. This time of lighting candles to brighten the darkness is about preparing to welcome once again the Word of God into our hearts and our lives and our souls, to invite hope into the darkness, to invite light into the complications of our living. Jesus described this as staying awake. And that's the right image. Staying awake to God amongst us, even amongst us. Isaiah described it as a whole new understanding of the world, where swords are beaten into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks, and nation not learning war anymore. It's a complete rethinking about priorities, about hopes, about dreams, about purpose of life, and the importance of love. It's about seeing that God came to us and continues to come to us, to open our eyes, to awaken us to see the incredible gift of grace given to us and offered to us as an invitation that we would live into it and share it. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ were Paul's words in the letter to the Romans, and that is what we do in Advent. Joan Chittister phrases it this way. She said, "The function of Advent is to remind us what we are waiting for as we go through life, too busy with things that do not matter, to remember the things that do." Advent relieves us of our commitment to the frenetic in a fast-paced world. She said, "It slows us down. It makes us think. It makes us look beyond today to the great tomorrow." Without Advent, she said, moved only by the race to nowhere that exhausts the world around us, we could be so frantic with trying to consume and control this life that we fail to develop within ourselves a taste for the spirit that does not die and will not slip through our fingers like melted snow. And so a group of people, many of whom probably do not even know each other, but they gather outside of a nightclub where a person with a gun arrived with a most evil intent. And that group of people hold candles in their hands to name very clearly that life needs to be different, that hope needs to abound, that love conquers evil, that those who died in all of the most recent shootings did not die in vain, but will be remembered. And so another group of people gathered in places all around the world because of a massive convention taking place in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, with candles in hand. People in so many corners of this planet gathered and prayed for the gathering of COP27. It was to be a gathering to look at a global response to the climate emergency, to reduce the impact that we are having on the Earth and the continuing destruction of the planet. With candles in hand, they ensured that world leaders knew that many were paying attention and that a resolution with some clear direction and purpose needed to be formed. And so groups of people held candles in their hands to name very clearly that life needs to be different, that hope needs to abound, that love conquers evil, that we can come together to stand up for this planet and the future. Ever since the invasion of Ukraine by Russian forces, vigils have been held in many parts of the world. People have gathered with yellow and blue flags draped on their shoulders, carrying placards about peace in this world and holding candles in their hands. They march, they sing, they stand in unity with those who are being bombed and destroyed in the country of Ukraine. And so groups of people hold candles in their hands to name very clearly that life needs to be different, that hope needs to abound, that love conquers evil, that our world is aching for peace, not more conflict, that indeed there should be more plowshares and pruning hooks. And I could go on for a long time about vigils for indigenous women and girls, for women in Iran, for soccer players with armbands seeking a greater respect for human dignity, for fatal drug overdoses in this province, and the housing and homelessness problem in this area. In all of these cases and many others, people carry candles as a sign of pushing back the darkness and inviting in hope, urging hope to be present. And that is what we are doing today as well, huddling around this candle, if you will, this first candle of Advent, the candle of hope. We gather, and despite all that is taking place in the world, we are inviting God to send us hope, to bring us peace, to open our eyes to holy presence, even amongst us, even now and even here. Jesus said, "Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming." We have lit the first Advent candle on our wreath to mark our vigil, our keeping awake for the coming of Christ. We have lit the first candle to mark the coming of Christ as our source of hope. We have lit the first candle to name our concerns about this world and to affirm that there is a better way, to affirm that we believe that God is calling us to more, to affirm that Advent is a time to awaken ourselves to see that indeed God is in our midst and is calling us to recognize God's presence in the beauty of this world, in the grieving, in the addicted, in those who are praying and holding vigil, to see that God has not left us abandoned, but has promised to be with us always, always. We are called to stay awake, awake to God's voice, awake to God's presence in this time of watching once again for the day when the world rejoices that the line between us and God has been erased, so that indeed hope is seen and known. Amen. Thank you.